The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 25th, 1975, in Los Angeles.
Translation: My dear King, the pure, uncontaminated food prescribed by a physician is suitable for a diseased person. If the patient continues eating such food, the infection of disease cannot touch him. For although diseased, he gradually advances on the path toward cure. Similarly, if one follows the regulative principles of preliminary knowledge, he gradually progresses toward liberation from material contamination.
Nasnata patham eva anyam vyadhaya avi bhavanti hi evang niyamakrit rajan sanai chemaya kalpa. So, Parikrit Maharaj, he prayaschittam asokatam, he rejected this prayaschitta policy. I do something wrong, and just like in your country it is very, you make little mistake in driving car and you get a ticket. You go to the police and give some fine. But you should be careful, no, again ticket. Again ticket. So this is condemned by Parikrit Maharaj, that we can do mistake once or twice. But what is this? I go on committing mistake and the ticket, police ticket is there, and again fine, pay fine, and again do the same mistake again and again. Puna puna charvita charvanana. Better be careful. That is being prescribed. That asnata pottham evannam. Pottham means just suitable for your health. Such kind of foodstuff you should eat. If you don't eat, then you'll fall sick. You cannot avoid eating. That is essential for maintaining the body. But if you eat everything, whatever you like, then you cannot keep good health. The example is given that if we do not carefully live, we shall be liable to punishment. But people do not care for punishment. Oh, we shall see later on. Now let me enjoy. This is going on. The modern civilization means they do not care for next life, or hellish condition of life. They do not care, they do not believe. It is great relief. If I think that there is next life and I will have to suffer for my sinful activities, then life becomes very difficult, extravagance. Better don't accept this, there is no life, and go on doing whatever you like. This is modern civilization. But that is very irresponsible life, because from the Shastra we understand by practical experience also, just if the boy does not go to his school and he is not educated, then his future life is very dark. And a boy has to become a young man. A boy who says, no, no, I am not going to be a young man. I will remain a boy and go on playing whole day. I don't go to school. Don't take education. That is not the fact. The fact is, tatha dehantara prapti, Krishna says, and we practically experience, so we must be very careful. for the next life. That is human life. Cats and dogs, they cannot think of next life. They can do, they also do not do, because they are protected by nature. But when a man comes in the being, becoming human being, the living entity, he must be responsible. What I am doing, actually we are responsible. So, for the next life, we must be responsible. Janti devabrata devan, this is the life junction. If you like, you can go to the higher planetary system, you can go to the Pitri Lokas, or lower down, in the Helis Lokas, or you can go to Krishna also. That information we have got from the Shastra. So, human life means responsible life, not extravagant. Whatever I like, I do like cats and dogs. That is not good. And in another place, each of them has said also several times, they have repeated, Nathadu manne jato atmanayam kleshade asadhi ha. This world is going on, not now. So long the material world is there, the living entities are after sense enjoyment, like a madman. This is the position. Nunam pramath kurute vikarma. They are acting very irresponsibly, and all kinds of sinful activities they are committing, like a madman, without any responsibility of life. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma, and what were they are doing? Yat indriya pritaye, simply for sense gratification. That's all. So, Rishabde says, nasadu manne. This is not good. Why it is not good? I am enjoying life. No, you are not enjoying. Because you have got this material body, there is no question of enjoyment. It is simply suffering. And you are thinking it is enjoyment, that is illusion. That is Maya. You are accepting something which is not. So, everyone should be careful that I have got this material body. This is disease. Why I shall get material body? That they do not know. From Bhagavad Gita we understand, na harnate harnamane sarire. We are not finished after the body is annihilated. No, destroyed, no. So, we are eternal. That is called brahma-jñāna. Unless one has the brahma-jñāna, that I am not this body, aham brahmasmi, aham, I am brahma, spirit soul. So people will go on doing all irresponsible things, because he does not know. So we human beings should come to the understanding, that is knowledge, that so long we get this material body, this is my disease, and disease means suffering. Nobody can say that by being diseased I am very happy. Nobody will say that. Disease means suffering. So the Shastra says, and I am practically experiencing, that I am eternal. I am changing body every moment. So I am eternal. Why I am put into this condition, repetition of birth and death? This is intelligence. Unless one comes to this intelligence, he is not human being. Jasyātma buddhi kunapeti dhāva. So this wrong thing is going on. So here the example is given, that if you live in regulatory principle, then you will not suffer from this disease. This disease means this material world. Bhutya bhutya praliyat. We take one kind of, we accept one kind of body and struggle for existence, suffer so much. Again, we get another body and new chapter of suffering begins. This knowledge is lacking in modern education. And they are very much proud of becoming advanced in knowledge. What is the advancement of knowledge? You have to cure your disease. The whole Vedic civilization is how to cure this disease of repetition of birth and death. That they do not know. All tapasya, all austerities, penances, this will be explained next part. Why needed? That just to cure this disease, repetition of birth and death. They have no knowledge. So, it is recommended that adhaya vyadhaya. There are three kinds of miserable condition. Everyone, not for a particular person, adhyatik, adhibhautik, adhidaivik. And as soon as you get this material body, you will have to suffer. So, if you want to stop this suffering, then you must live regulative life. Regulative life is recommended in the next verse. Tapasa brahmacharyena samena cha damena cha tyagena satta shauchabhya jamena niyamena va. These are prescribed duties of human being. What are the prescribed duties? The first prescribed duty is tapasa. They must execute austerities. This is human life. That is everywhere recommended. Rishabhdev also recommended. Tapa dibbam putraka jina suddhita satya. My dear boys, don't live like cats and dogs and hogs. Advised. Nayang dehu dehu bhajang nilopi. Kastan kaman arhati virujani. If I don't work hard, how shall I satisfy my senses? At night I must have this intoxication, this woman, this club, this one. If I don't work hard, how shall I get this enjoyment? So, Rishabhdev says this kind of enjoyment is available to the hogs. It is not very good type of enjoyment. Sense gratification. Nāyaṁ dīha dīha bhājāṁ niloki kastān kāman arhati virbhujāṁ. Virbhujāṁ means the stool eater. So they are also enjoying by eating stool and having sex without any discrimination. Don't care for mother, sister. So this kind of sense gratification, civilization is there amongst the dogs and hogs. But human life is not meant for that. Human life is meant for tapasya, austerity, so that human life, you can stop your repetition of birth and death and come to your eternal life and enjoy blissful eternal life of knowledge. That is the aim of life. Not that, never mind. The education is that university student, and if he is said, if he is informed that if you live irresponsibly, then you may become dog next life. So they say, what is wrong if I become a dog? This is the result of education. He doesn't care. He is thinking, if I get the life of a dog, I'll have no restriction of my sex life on the street. That's he's thinking that is advancement. If now there is restriction, now unrestrictedly, if I get sex life on the street, They are coming gradually, that advancement. So this is the position. They do not believe in the next life, and what to speak of cats and dogs life, never mind. Everything is very dark. Therefore, unless we take to Krishna consciousness movement, the human civilization is doomed. It is not human civilization. Human civilization is responsible life. Actually, we are being educated, we go to school, to college, to become responsible man. So this responsibility should be how to stop this repetition of birth. And many places this is advice, and that is the only aim of human life. Punarjanma jayaya. I have told you many times that when Vishwamitra Muni went to Dasarath Maharaj to take Ramchandra and Lakhan to kill one demon in the forest. Vishwamitra Muni is Brahmana. He was so powerful, he could himself kill that demon. But because he is Brahmana, he is not allowed to kill. Brahmana must be non-violent. So therefore, he went to the Kshatriya, Maharaj Dasarath. This is Kshatriya's business. Kshatriya means, khat means injury, and thra means deliver. The Kshatriya's duty is, there is somebody is creating disturbance, injury to others. It is the government's duty, Kshatriya's duty, to punish him immediately. Or if required to kill him immediately. That is Kshatriya's duty. So, one demon was very much disturbing the rishis in the jungle. So they came to Dasarath Maharaj to get some relief. Khatraṁ dijataṁ ca parasparātham. He said, my dear king, Dasarath, I have come to you for some help. The disturbance is going on. Just like we go to the government for police help if there is some disturbance. This is the duty of the government, Kshatriya. So, we are having sacrifices, penances for the whole humanity. Now we are disturbed, you save us. Khatram dijattam cha parasparartham. This is required. Parasparartham means mutual help. The brahmanas should give advice to the kshatriyas, to the government, and the government, according to the nice, good advice, should maintain the state. In this way there will be peaceful condition of the society. Therefore, there is the institution of varnasam, chatur-varnamayasam. Krishna says, I have made this varnasam for the benefit of the whole human society. Although I don't belong to any varna ashram. Krishna has nothing to do. But to maintain the human society very peaceful, advancing in spiritual knowledge, this varna ashram is required. Therefore, sometimes I become very eager to start a varna ashram college. We have nothing to do with varna ashram. We Krishna. But we want to see that the whole human society is peaceful. That is our mission. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. This is the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and those who are servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they should also desire how to do good to the whole human society. Is not only interested for his own benefit is already done. As soon as he's taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, he has nothing desirable. Everything is finished, protected by Krishna. Konte apratijani hi nami bhakta pranasa. But they work in the human society on behalf of Krishna. so that they may be happy, peaceful, and make progress in spiritual life. That is Vaishnavati. Otherwise, Vaishnav has nothing to ask. Krishna knows how to help him, how to give him all protection. So he has no anxiety. His only anxiety is, soche tata bhimukhoche tasa maya sukhaya bharamud bhavatu bhimura. Vaishnav is anxious to see that these rascals who has forgotten completely his relationship with God, Krishna, and making gorgeous arrangement for living 50 years only, although he is eternal. He is not making any eternal arrangement. I shall live here for 50 years or 60 years as an American or as an Indian. Make me gorgeous arrangement, defense and so on, so on, so on. See, if you defend, then you are going to live for 50, 60 or at most 100 years. But you are eternal. What you are doing for your eternal life? That is the mistake of the civilization. You may remain as American or Indian for, say, at most 100 years, but you are not for 100 years. You are eternal. What you are doing for your eternal life? This is our question. But they do not believe in eternal life. We don't believe in the next life, but that is a believe or not believe. If some young man says, I'll not become old man, say he may believe or not, he must become old man. If somebody says, I am not going to die, I don't believe in death, then you believe or not believe, must die. This is law of nature. How can we avoid it? So this is intelligence. Therefore, we should live very regulative life. And as I was going to say, the Vedic civilization, it's like the Vishwamitra when went to Maharaj Dasarath Kshatriya to get help, Maharaj Dasarath inquired that it's like if we go to a friend, so what is our encouragement? You are happy with your family, the children, because you have a family. But here is a saintly man. So what should we inquire? The inquiry then, Oihistanga jatanga punar janma jayaya. My dear Vishwamitra Muni, Brahman, I know that you are all trying to get release from repetition of birth and death. Why he has gone to the forest? He has gone to the forest for executing austerity so that next life may be not material, but spiritual life. This is the aim of it. The whole human effort, civilization should be conducted with the aim how to stop this repetition of birth and death. This is science. Oihistanga tat punarjanma jaya. He inquired, he was a Brahmin, gets sick, that you have taken so much trouble that you are living in the forest, you are undergoing meditation and other regulative principles. Why? Punarjanma jayaya. To stop next birth. Punarjanma jayaya, Buddhist philosophy, punarjanma jayaya means they take it that no more birth, but finish this business in a different way. They do not believe that there is next life, but dismantle this material condition of life. That is the Nirvana theory. Because Buddha philosophy was taught not amongst very intelligent people, atheist class of men. So that is Puna. They are also trying for Purujjanma Jaya. The Christian, Lord Christ, he also said that come to kingdom of God. Not repetition of birth here again and again. That is the principle of all religious system. Punarjanma jaya. So, it is not for the Hindus, Muslim or Christian, every human being should try his best how to avoid to get another material world. This is the basic principle of civilization. But this can be attained only when you agree to leave a regulatory world. Just like we see one, what is called? Repent sinners. Every day we go see that. So one must be repentant for his sinful activities. One must know what are sinful activities. Apart from any other scripture, in Christian scripture it is said, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not do this. These are sinful activities. Otherwise why it is forbidden? Thou shalt not. So people are neglecting. Any religious system, it doesn't matter, forbid. Don't commit sinful life, you will suffer. The people have made a civilization that there is no life and you can go on irresponsibly as you like, enjoy life, and never mind if I become a dog, what is wrong? This kind of civilization must be stopped if we remain, want to remain a human being. And if we don't want, if we want to remain as cats and dogs, that is a different thing. And if you want to remain as human being, you must leave regulatory principle. That we are teaching. Our Krishna consciousness movement is teaching regulative life for next spiritual life. Back to home, back to God. This is our mission. Regulative life means sinful life. If we become sinful, irresponsible, then another material body. That is the advice. Nasadu marne jato atmanayam asannapi klesha. As soon as you get another material body, this is suffering. Try to realize these things. Therefore, punarjanma jayayam. The whole aim should be how to conquer over again material. This is intelligence. This is intelligence. So, he is recommending Sukadev Goswami that this regulative life should be conducted, first of all, tapasā. Tapasā means, tapa means voluntary suffering. That is called tapasā. Voluntary suffering means what is our enjoyment. First of all, let us see. The enjoyment is if we can eat voraciously, eating, and if we can sleep 30 hours, and if we have got sex life without any discrimination, and don't care for defense, that's all. This is enjoyment, material enjoyment. The tapasā means denying all these things. Denying. Eating as much as I require to maintain my body. This is tapasā. Not that voraciously eating. Tapasā means practically not eating. That is tapasā. Not eating. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was a very rich man's son. So he showed us the example, what is tapasā. He gradually reduced his eating every alternate days. A little butter. Raghunath Das Goswami. And still he was taking 3 times bath and 100 times Sankhapurvaka Namakananativi. He was offering obeisances flat 100 times and taking bath 3 times. Raghunath Das Goswami, those who have gone to Radhakunda, you have seen the extreme tapasā. He was very rich man's son. In those days his father's income was 12 lakhs rupees. He left his happy home and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and exemplified tapasā, he showed. So tapasā generally means that first thing is that we should reduce our eating, sleeping, mating and defense. This is called tapasā. Voluntarily accept. Suppose I am accustomed to eat very voraciously. And if I have to execute tapasya, that means I'll have to reduce my eating to the point of no eating, but that is not possible. But that will create some trouble. But I will accept this trouble. This is called tapasya. I am habituated to sleep so many hours, I'll have to reduce it. Yuktaharo viharastu. We don't say don't sleep, but we say reduce sleep as much as possible. Reduce your eating as possible. So this is called tapasya. And brahmacharyana. Brahmacharyana means completely cessation of sex life. So that is not possible to completely give up eating or completely sex life, but make it regulate. That is tapasya. Eating, sleeping, mating, and depends as much as it is required. The aim should be to make it neat. That is called tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharyena. Brahmacharya means strictly, brahmacharya means that one should not look upon woman. Oh, here is a very beautiful girl. That is also sex, subtle sex. And to talk, fish, that is also subtle sex. So these things are to be avoided. There are 8 kinds of subtle sex life. This is called brahmacharya. So according to Vedic Shastra, if one lives with one woman, one man, they are also brahmacharya. Not many. This is, if one cannot give up sex life, let him be satisfied with one man and one woman. That is also tapasya, that is also brahmacharya. But not that jumping from here, there, no. Like monkey, no. This is training. Now, by nature, and according to Vedic civilization, that Vedic civilization is natural life. It is not something artificial or irresponsible life. That is Vedic civilization. Vedic means full of knowledge. Life with full of knowledge. That is called Vedic civilization. It is not a particular time. It's full of knowledge. So, in the Vedic civilization, a woman, if she has no child or son or daughter, she can marry for the second time. Otherwise, she will be enemy of the child. This is practical. If a woman has got child and again she marries, that means voluntarily she becomes enemy of his child. Therefore, Chanakya Pandit says, Mata Shatru Dicharini. Rinakatta Pita Shatru, Mata Shatru Dicharini. Rupavati Bhajya Shatru, Putra Shatru Apandita. His moral steps. Shatru means enemy. Now, who are enemies within our family? Outside enemies, that is not very, that is natural. Everyone is enemy of the other man. But within the family, if we live with enemies, that is very difficult. So how? Enemies. Who are enemies? That he has described. Rinakatta pita shatru. If the father is a great debtor, then he is enemy. Because people will criticize, oh, your father has taken so much money, so much credit, and he is not paying. Why don't you? So he is enemy. Rinakatta pita shatru. And according to Manusangita law, if he does not inherit even a farthing from his father, and if his father dies debtor, then the son has to pay it. Because son inherits the property of the father, so he is responsible for the father's debt. Never mind he has got anything from the father-in-law. Therefore, it is said, Rina Kapta Pita Shatru, a father who dies a debtor, then he is enemy. And Mata Shatru Dicharini, mother, if in the presence of his son marries again, she is enemy. She is enemy. Rina Kapta Pita Shatru, Mata Shatru Dicharini. Dicharini means in the presence of children, one or two, doesn't matter, she becomes enemy. Rinagatta pita sattva mata sattva, rupavati bhajya sattva. If you have got very beautiful wife, she is also enemy. Because many men will try to kidnap and you will have to remain always anxiety.